Welcome to day 8 of the FitMind program. Today we're continuing to train attention, but this time shifting the object of focus to your physical body in what's called a body scan. It's a different way of refining focus because the object of attention is constantly shifting. So you can see whether you find this more challenging or maybe easier than following the breath. But once you get the hang of it, the body scan will become a great exercise for training a strong and sustained attention. Okay, so with that in mind, let's get into it. We'll start as we have been by checking in with the mind. What's your mood right now? And what kind of mental baggage have you been carrying with you up to this point in the day? Past ruminations or future plans and projections? Now see if you can set down that baggage, any worrying or concerns, at least for the next few minutes to focus entirely on this meditation. Taking a couple of smooth, rhythmic, and diaphragmatic breaths to ease your mind. In this meditation, now that you've cultivated some concentrative power in the previous sessions, we'll be slowly and methodically sweeping your attention down the body, feeling sensations from the grossest dull tension to the tiniest subtle tingling. The stronger your attention, the more subtle sensations you'll be able to perceive. In this journey across your body, you might notice itching, heat, coolness, tingling, pressure, lightness, sharp pain, vibration, and any number of other sensations. To begin with, bring your attention to the top of your head, to a small point directly in the middle of the top of your head. And from there, slowly scan your attention outward across the rest of your upper skull and the back of your head, feeling all of the sensations that appear. And now move your attention to your forehead, slowly scanning the forehead. Moving down your forehead to the eyebrows, and then the eyes, nose, cheeks, lips, and chin. The exact order doesn't matter as long as you try to cover the whole surface area. Moving down your neck now to one of your shoulders, feeling that whole shoulder and then gently moving down your upper arm to the elbow. From the elbow, steadily moving to your wrist. And from your wrist, across your hand, all the way to the tips of your fingers. Now we'll switch arms, moving to your opposite arm and starting up at the shoulder. Slowly and methodically working your way down that arm to the tips of your fingers, keeping a steady movement of attention that is scanning for even the subtlest sensations. And now from the base of your neck, working your way down from your upper chest to your lower chest. Again, it doesn't matter so much how you do this. You might sweep left to right, working with about 4 square inches of skin at a time. No need to get caught up in the exact measurements or direction of movement. Just do what feels natural. And moving your way slowly down to the stomach. And now starting up at the base of your neck and sweeping slowly down the upper back, carefully noticing each little sensation. And slowly down the lower back. Moving attention steadily across your hips and groin area now. And slowly down the thigh of one leg, taking your time. Onto the knee of that leg and down the lower leg. Onto the ankle, across the foot, and all the way down to the tips of your toes. And then back up to the top of the thigh of your opposite leg. Moving methodically along this leg in the same way, down to your toes. And whenever you reach your toes, move your attention back up to the top of your head, to that point where you first started. Once again, moving at your own pace across the top of your head, face, neck, arms, front, back, torso, hip area, and legs, ending at your toes. Repeating the scanning process over and over, slowly and methodically looking for both the obvious sensations and each new tiny sensation, only detectable to the most refined attention. And a reminder to continue scanning the body. Staying connected to your body and steadily moving your attention from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. All right, that's good hard work. So this was a new technique that we'll continue to refine. And again, I want to emphasize that some of these techniques will resonate with you more immediately than others, and some just need practice. With the body scan, it's not so important exactly how you're scanning your attention, but rather the initial objective is just to stay with the sensations in your body and keep moving attention continuously without getting lost in thought. Good work here today, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 9 of the FitMind program.